May 16, 1937. The truths, divine birth, the greatest miracle that God can make, and the good it brings to creatures. I am always back into the sea of the divine volition. The many truths manifested to me were crowding my little mind like many refulgent suns. And each of them wanted to tell the story of the divine fiat, but one distinct from the other, one wanted to tell the story of its eternal light, another of its sanctity, another of the way it forms its life in the center of the soul. In sum, all of them had something to say about a will so holy, and all had a special task, to be bearers of the good that each of them enclosed, in such a way that, united together, they formed one single life. However, in order to be able to deposit the good they enclosed, they wanted to be listened to be received through the doors of the soul, to be recognized, and almost begged and appreciated, so that they would deposit the life which they contained. I kept wandering in the midst of so many messengers, as all of them wanted to tell the eternal story of the fiat. And my highest good, Jesus, repeating his short little visit, with an unspeakable love, told me, "My little daughter of the divine volition, you must know that the greatest miracle that our divine being can make is to manifest the truth that belongs to us. In fact, each truth is formed and matured within our bosom first, and then we issue it outside as a birth from us, to be bearer of divine life for the good of creatures. And only when our love raises its flames so high, that in order not to remain suffocated we feel the need to issue our divine births, only then do we deliver of this birth. See then, what we put out by manifesting a truth, not heavens, sun or wind, but life of ours as bearer of divine life to the creatures. The other miracles, even creation itself, are works of ours, not life. But the truths are perennial life, and if they find one who receives them, they belugate, they multiply in an incredible way for each creature, so much so, that each creature can keep them for herself, as life that belongs to her. These truths, as births from us, resemble our Supreme Being in everything. They are not voice, yet they speak and make others speak. They have no feet, yet they walk, but so fast that no one can reach them or prevent their step. They enter into the intellects and form the thought in order to make themselves known. They transmute the will to let themselves be possessed. They renew the memory so as not to be forgotten. They walk through the avenues of the heart to make themselves loved. So, they have no hands, and they operate. They have no eyes, and they look. They don't have a heart, but generate love. The truths are nothing other than palpitating lives of our divine being in the midst of creatures, heartbeat without a heart, because our heart is the creature, while we, as most pure spirit, present everywhere, are the heartbeat that can be felt, though it cannot be seen. And we form the life and give it to all the human generations. Hence, there is no miracle similar to the great miracle of when we issue truth from ourselves. It is the life of ours that we expose, which, more than sun, will become light of the creatures, such that, darting through them with its vital warmth, will mature its life, first in the creature to whom it is directed, and then by diffusing among those who want to receive it. And if our truths find ungrateful creatures who do not want to receive so great a good, they are not subject to either dying or losing life, but they wait with invincible patience, even centuries if needed, for new generations to whom they will give the goods they possess, and will accomplish the purpose for which they came out of our divine bosom. In issuing our truths, we look at the centuries, and when we are certain that they will belocate and multiply our lives in the midst of creatures, then do we issue them, to give the good that they possess and to receive the honor and divine glory that our truths possess. We never do useless things. Do you think that the many truths we have manifested to you about our will with so much love will not bear their fruit and will not form their lives within souls? Not at all. If we have issued them, it is because we know with certainty that they will indeed bear their fruit and will establish the kingdom of our will in the midst of creatures. If not today, because it seems to them that it isn't food adaptable for them, and perhaps they even despise what could form divine life in them. The time will come when they will compete to see who can get to know these truths more. By knowing them, they will love them. Love will render them food adaptable for them, and in this way my truths will form the life that they will offer to them. Therefore, do not be concerned, it is a matter of time. I, who know how things will unfold, do not stop. I continue to manifest my truths. And you, follow your flight, be ready to listen to me, and to put them into practice. Fiat.